Well, it's hard to deal with it because, of course, we don't have a kind of separate physics and chemistry for Republicans and Democrats. You know, the laws of nature tend to operate the same way no matter whether you spend your life marinating in Rush Limbaugh or not, you know. So it's difficult because we have to deal with those physical facts. The only good news is that the only place where this is a political issue in those ways is the United States. The rest of the world, everybody's on board understanding that we need to go to work. We've still got serious problems in this country. It's one of the reasons that we desperately need the president to finally make some serious noise about climate change and say straightforwardly and out front what the dangers are and do what he can to drive home the peril that we're in.
The Center for Public Integrity reports there are more lobbyists in Washington than ever before working on supporting or blocking or somehow reshaping climate change legislation. How does a grassroots effort such as 350.org compete with the big moneyed lobbyists at work?
Well, we can't compete with them in terms of money. There are, I think, 2,800 lobbyists that industry has hired to go to, which gives you some idea of what a bad job being a congressman is. Each congressman has seven people devoted to making sure that they toe the line on fossil fuel. We can't compete. ExxonMobil made more money last year than any company in the history of money. Okay, so in that currency, we're sunk. The only currency we've got is bodies and commitment, and that's why we're finally trying to organize a real movement around climate change. It's not enough to depend on the fact that the science is on your side and that any rational system or person would be doing everything they can to try to deal with this biggest problem we've ever faced. Our system in that sense isn't rational. It's dependent on power and pressure, and we have to accept that, and we have to accept the challenge of building those kind of movements.
What do you think of the legislation on greenhouse reductions, greenhouse gas reductions as it's shaping up in Washington?
It's in grave danger, if it hasn't already, of turning into a sort of pinata filled with goodies for each special interest. You know, each senator now is saying, yes, but in my state, we need a lot of money or whatever to do this, or we have to exempt this industry or whatever. These guys don't get the degree of danger that we're in. They're still using it as just one more sort of political game to play. It's why Obama's got to step up to the plate. He can't let happen what happened with healthcare, just Congress take all of this on its own, let it drift, come out with some mediocre thing and call it a victory.
What would you like to hear President Obama say that would compel people to say, oh my gosh, we got to do something about this?
I'd like him to do what leaders around the world now, partly at the behest of 350.org, have been doing over the last few weeks, saying, here in my country are the grave dangers that we face. That's the kind of leadership we're not seeing out of Obama, unfortunately.